Number 4. Control your thought life through the memorized word. When the devil launched his full-scale attack against Jesus, our Lord withstood temptation by using the scriptures. It is written, it is written, it is written. The psalmist asks, how can a young man keep his way pure? By keeping it according to thy word. Thy word I have treasured in my heart that I may not sin against thee. Psalm 119, verses 9 and 11. These are familiar but strong words. When the word of God is stored up in our minds, it stands ready to strike. No weapon can stand against the truth. Is this for real? I mean, will it actually work? I can testify by my personal experience that it really does. It has, time and again. I was in Canada months ago. I had been away from home 8 days, and there were 2 more to go. A weekend. I was lonely and having a pity party for myself at supper. Alone. I bought a newspaper, thumbed through the sports section, and found nothing but hockey, the favorite of Canadians, but not mine. I heaved a sigh and walked toward the elevator. En route, I heard a couple of young women talking and laughing as they used the hotel phone in the lobby. I smiled as I passed by, and a few steps later punched the up elevator button. I got on. So did the 2 ladies. I punched 6. They didn't reach for the row button, so I asked, what floor? One looked at me rather sensually and said, how about 6? Do you have any plans? We were all alone on an elevator in Canada. I was flattered, to be honest, since most folks don't usually mistake me for Robert Redford or James Garner. These women were available, and I was lonely. On that trip from the lobby to the 6th floor, I had an extremely significant decision to make. The bait had been dropped. Do you know what immediately flashed into my mind? My wife and 4 children? No, not at first. My position and reputation? No, not then. The possibility of being seen or set up? No. God gave me an instant visual replay of Galatians 6:7. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, this he will also reap. And Ephesians 6:11. Put on the full armor of God, that you may be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. And Romans 6:11 and 12. Even so, consider yourselves to be dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body that you should obey its lusts. During that elevator lift, the memorized word flew to my rescue, right on time. As I looked back at the 2, I replied, I've got a full evening planned already. I'm really not interested. They looked at me like I was Mork from Ork as I stepped off the elevator, and they stayed on. I walked to my room, suddenly grateful for the overcoming power of God's book. As I write these words to you, I am filled with renewed strength because His word has kept me faithful again and again for 25 years of marriage. Yes, the memorized word works. In a quaint little village north of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, a shining new red brick building was built, designed to be the new city hall. It also housed the police and fire departments. It was a small building, but the people loved it. In a matter of just a few months, however, the building began to show some obvious cracks. The windows would not close all the way. Before too many weeks, the doors were ajar and would not shut. The floor buckled. Finally, the sidewalk in front of the building cracked. In a period of less than a year, the building had to be condemned. A careful, expensive investigation was made, and it was found that deep below the surface they had built too near some mining work. The mining had weakened the foundational area so that slowly but surely this building was cracking, shifting, sinking, dropping, and breaking into pieces because of a flaw underneath. The moral of this isn't difficult to grasp. If you piddle around with temptation long enough, play with it, lingering near its bait over and over and over again, then down in the heart and life of your character, there will be permanent damage. That vulnerable flaw or weakness will lead to serious moral damage that you cannot imagine. Come to terms with this now, or you will regret it later.